broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Radio Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman live on your radio. This is the broadcast for, what is it, already May the 16th in the year of our Lord 2020? I'm telling you right now, Ted Nugent, our guest, coming up in seconds, but you ought to know something. You go look up Fred Bear live, and you'll find one of the most incredible performances. You'll see Jason Heartless tearing it up on the drums. He also walks into a music store and literally just shocks everyone in the place. And you can see why. Without further ado, Ted Nugent, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Sam. I feel welcome, especially any place that has the word liberty in it. God bless America and happy Saturday to you and everybody out there.
Is there very much friendly media out there?
You know, there really is. I got to tell you, Sam, I know that you're doing an important job, exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted all Americans to be, suspicious and spotlighting cockroaches. So your alarm system is much appreciated. I bring you a big thank you of much appreciation from across the heartland that know that you're doing God's work, because these are treacherous times. And yes, we need to always focus on the bad and ugly, especially when there's more bad and ugly than there's ever been. But I'd like to bring just a little hint of positive spirit, if I may, and keep things glowing, because, yes, things are the... I'm 72 this year. That's 72 years clean and sober, which means my radar works pretty good and picks up accurate information every day of my life, not to be confused with Ozzy. Point being is that there is unlimited positive experiences, energy, spirit, and activism. I mean, look in every state, Sam. My once home state, my beloved birth state of Michigan, which was just an app. Well, stop and think, Sam. When I was born in 1948, Detroit, Michigan, was the arsenal of democracy. Is there any more glorious term than the arsenal of democracy? So I grew up where rugged individualism, God, family, country, work ethic, drive to be in the asset column for your family, your neighborhood, your state, your country, the good earth, and the world. That was the driving spirit. And as I identify that from many, many years ago, Sam, I guarantee you, yes, we have to spotlight the cockroaches. There's an infestation. It's a pandemic of abuse of power and corruption and criminality in our government and the media and academia and Hollywood. Oh, it's heartbreaking. But I think Uncle Ted, I'm a radical guy. I'm a controversial guy because I'm addicted to, and I will not stop delivering truth, logic, and common sense. Dirty Harry, the greatest philosopher of all times, he said, a good man knows his limitations. So as we fight the criminality, the corruption, the tyranny that is just running amok in this country, the most important thing for all of us to do, and remember, this is the Motor City Madman's telling you this. I not only wrote Wango Tango, I meant it. But if you're going to kick ass, if you're going to wrestle the toxic tyrant beast to the ground, you've got to take good care of yourself. You have to be energized. You have to rest in between battles. So here in Texas, I've been a Texan for 18 years, but I still fight relentlessly for my beloved birth state of Michigan, the arsenal of democracy back then.
And your governor is just whacked out there in Michigan. She's crazy.
I warned everybody, Sam. I was on the warpath. I wallpaper and carpet bombed my beloved state of Michigan, and quite honestly, every state. In fact, already this morning on Facebook, I've communicated with people from every state, all 50 states, unless, of course, you went to Obama school, 54 states. And the point being is that you are doing God's work, and I know I am doing God's work when I spotlight these cockroaches and we identify the relentless deep state tyranny and abuse of power. But everyone listening, here's the most important thing, and I beseech you, Sam, spread this word, huntthevote.org. Everybody, go to huntthevote.org. Democracy.org. You know, we just wanted Wisconsin and California, didn't we, Sam? Believe me when I tell you, HuntTheVote.org was impacting in those two state wins, and that's how we won Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania in 16. The licensed hunting families, we've talked about this, Sam, the licensed hunting families in this country embody God, family, country, constitution, freedom, conservation rights, the traditional American values. HuntTheVote.org is where we're recruiting and galvanizing and making sure that people who believe in God, family, country, constitution, freedom, that we register and vote. That's it. That's
amen to that. By the way, do you think they're going to create a food shortage?
Again, you're talking to the right guy, Sam. Once again, I'm Ted Nugent, the radical. Like I'm ever going to run out of venison, right?
No, but they're trying to shut it down to where, you know, President Trump trying to get the meatpacking plants open. They're trying to shut it down and starve us all. They're crazy.
Well, let's give a big salute to America's greatest governor, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. She has her work cut out for her, but she's working closely with this great President Donald Trump, and he really is great. He's not perfect, but boy, he's closer to perfect than anything I've seen in 72 years. So yes, people are scrambling because the dumbing down of America, which is a direct, battle and war on rugged individualism and intelligence and improvised adapting capabilities of the average American back in the roaring 40s and 50s, what the dumbing down of America has done is they've forced dependency on people. Now, I know that people struggle. They try to make ends meet, but they have a cell phone. They try to make ends meet, but they're going to the food pantry in a $60,000 SUV. I mean, I could go on. Because there's not a food shortage. I know the farmers and ranchers.
No, I just think they might create one, though. They might force one.
Well, you go to the government alphabet soup bureaucracies, and they are the guilty party. The USDA, the FDA, the BLM, the U.S. Forest Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, all of them are guilty of overreach, waste, and bureaucratic tyranny. And that's where the food shortage comes from. Not from the farmers and ranchers, not from productivity. They're throwing away more food than they're able to deliver because of the fake news and the Fauci scam that we have to social distance, we have to wear a mask, and we can't go out of doors. So I just, I know that people listening to us, Sam, on Liberty Radio, I know they already know this, but there are some people who are not tuned into real liberty in our heart and soul instinct. So let me speak in terms that the people who have already been dumbed down will understand. Bah! 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 So I would recommend that if you are feeling helpless, stop being a sheep. Stand up for what you believe in. Go to huntthevote.org. Make sure everybody you know who believes in God, family, country, constitution is registered, and they vote. That's it.
Yeah, and if you go to that website, it highlights some interesting things. America's outdoor lifestyle is under attack, and it basically says less than half of the hunters and the outdoor enthusiasts vote, and that's got to change. What do you say to that, Richard Mack?
Well, I say good morning to my good friend, Uncle Ted, and Ted, it is always a pleasure to hear from you. You are an amazing piece of energy, a piece of American energy.
Well, thank you, Sheriff Mack. I love you dearly. God bless you for all the sacrifices and risks and dedication you have dedicated your life to. We across America salute you, Sheriff Mack. Stay on course. We are with you all the way.
All right. Most people have what are called newsletters, Sheriff. Ted Nugent on his website, tednugent.com, has newsletters. We got to sign up for those.
Well, again, you know what? You know, I heard your introduction earlier today. I was on, literally, oh boy, I could tell you some stories, but I better not. We never want to show our hand, do we? You were saying how some people like to twist what I say. Well, in order to find fault with anything I say, you have to lie and you have to be possessed by hate and chemical warfare upon yourself. The dopers hate me. The comfortably numb nuts hate me, because comfortably numb is actually uncomfortably dumb. So what deliver, what I articulate rather well, is truth, logic, and common sense, which is why the haters of America hate me, and I couldn't be more proud.
Speaking of that, you just got off a ripping collaboration with Sammy Hagar, huh?
My musical dreams are on fire. I've been on all morning with Kid Rock down in Nashville. He's got some killer new music. And I got some absolutely animal breeding soundtrack guitar licks that I'm unleashing with my amazing band, Jason Heartless and Greg Smith. But, you know, as positive as that is, guys, my heart is shattered because all the promoters across the country have canceled all the concerts the rest of the year, and my tour was already half sold out, and it wasn't starting until July. So anybody who was ready to rock and roll this summer with Uncle Ted, I apologize, but it's out of my hands. The promoters will not book these concerts, and I don't think they're giving refunds because I will take it up in 2021, but that's another manifestation of a cultural deprivation at the hands of the fake news and the bureaucrat punks. So, you know, there is a lot of great music, and I guess since I'm not going to tour, I'm going into the studio with Kid Rock, and I'm going in with Jason and Greg, and we got killer music. I mean, it's so much fun. It's absolutely delirious how much fun we have making music. So that positive work ethic and that positive American dream is alive and well. Remember, guys.
Hold on. Stay there. Got a quick pause. Ted Nugent, Sheriff Mac, and yours truly on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips as always.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. defendapatriot.com.
How many times do I have to tell you?
I swear, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Don't you understand English?
Your children are probably too polite to tell you.
Hello, those things on the side of your head aren't turnips.
But they get just as frustrated when you won't listen to them as you do when they won't listen to you.
Do I need to speak slower?
In fact, few things show children how much they're valued and respected more than a parent's willingness to listen.
Tell me what you did at work today.
Studies show when parents listen, children develop better listening skills themselves. They also tend to have more self-confidence and are more likely to avoid alcohol and drugs.
Now sit down here and tell me all about it.
When you really listen, love is what they'll hear.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, how many of you grew up on Uncle Ted like I did, ladies and gentlemen? Ted Nugent on your radio, huntthevote.org. Check it out. Get involved. We got to make a difference. Jason Heartless on the drums. Greg Smith, Ted Nugent, not able to tour because of the fake news thug shutting everybody down. What about Sammy Hagar, though? Let me ask you. I'm a little bit surprised that more rockers don't stand as boldly and nobly and independently as you do, Ted. Are they willing to?
I have some great friends in the industry. You know, we did the Sammy Hagar Axis TV Rock and Roll Road Trips here recently, and Sammy called to tell me that it was the highest rated road trip he ever did because I'm a fun guy and because I stand up for what I believe in, because I've been clean and sober, and I'm not, nobody can brainwash me, so I'm not brainwashed. So let me tell you, Sam, I'm not going to name any names, but I'm going to tell you there is an army of real rock and rollers and country stars out there that never promote the Second Amendment, never promote liberty, never promote the Constitution and freedom, and they've all told me because they will lose record sales and they will lose concert income. And I scold the hell out of each and every one of them and tell them thanks for nothing. But when I speak, I don't just speak for Ted Nugent. I speak for working hard, playing hard America, including a lot of people in the entertainment industry that have come right now and admitted that they're scared to death to stand up for these controversial things. And I ask you, how in God's name can God, family, country, the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the Declaration of Independence, the Emancipation Proclamation, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, how can they be controversial? How can an American be afraid to stand up for these pillars of the only good place on planet Earth where you have rugged individualism and God-given guaranteed individual rights by a sacred document? So it is a sad expose on the pussification, the weakness, the cowardice that runs amok in the entertainment world.
Well, our prayers are that they stand up because it is never more needed than it is now, is all I can say. The Republic is really struggling because people won't stand up. But I appreciate your rock and roll trip with Sammy Hagar. I appreciate the influence you have with them when you get time with them. Now, I want to talk about this Made in America event that took place in 2019. It's coming up, believe it or not, in 2020 in Detroit, if they don't destroy it. Okay, it's Made in America 2020, showcasing American-made products. It'll be in Detroit, Michigan, what, October 1st through the 4th this year, unless they destroy it and shut it down. Madeinamerica.com. Tell me about it, Ted.
Well, again, that's a vision by entrepreneurs that we all know that it's the entrepreneurs that are the men and women in the arena, and they really sacrifice and they take risks to create products and services. So we salute these entrepreneurs, and they're the ones who provide work and jobs and all the essence of quality of life, and they're putting together this Made in America. And there are some great artists that are not afraid. Kid Rock is one of them. Big and Rich, John and Kenny. These guys are really great guys. Toby Keith, I wish they'd be more outspoken and they'd initiate the dialogue more often. But it's a bunch of artists that get together with Americans that realize that the bureaucrats for the last 50 years have given away American jobs to our enemies, not just to Pakistan and Bangladesh and Japan, but they've given the production of most of our goods and all of our medicines, basically, and pharmaceuticals and antibiotics to the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, I laugh when I say it because how soulless, how corrupt, how treasonous do you have to be to give the productivity of our life and death medicines to the Communist Chinese Party? So Made in America is fighting to get it back so we are truly independent, like this great president has provided, has created now, finally, energy independence. We have to come back to America made in America, so that we have our pharmaceuticals, our antibiotics, our medicines. Everything should be made in America. But I got to tell you, Sam and Sheriff Mack, when you see the average grocery cart in the shopping cart in America, somewhere in the neighborhood of 90% of what Americans purchase are made elsewhere, mostly in China.
Amen. Sheriff, you want to respond?
Well, I don't think I could say it better than Ted, but that is kind of astonishing, and it's something we've talked about on the show before, but yeah, I'll let it stay at that.
And it's something that we've really got to work on, though. I hope they don't shut down this conference, but I'm fearful in Michigan they will.
Well, you look at what that Governor Whitmer has done. Oh, she is a bad one. She's worse than Cuomo. She's worse than Newsom. She's really bad. And I warned everybody throughout the 2018 election. I warned them. Gretchen Whitmer represented. She's basically Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi on steroids, and her abuse of power and overreach is glaring and irrefutably criminal. And I'm just heartbroken that any law enforcement heroes would enforce her illegitimate laws like they are. So God bless Barbara Carl, and God bless Sherry here in Texas, where the good Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, the Attorney General, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick overrode this tyrant, power-abusing, corrupt, ultra-communist judge in Dallas when he incarcerated this gal for opening her business just a couple days before she was allowed to anyway. This stuff is Planet of the Apes, cuckoo's nest insanity.
Sheriff?
Yeah, Shelley Luther, she's the modern-day Rosa Parks. She's a modern-day hero, and I'm really going to do my best to go get a haircut from her when I visit my son in a couple of weeks in Austin. I'm going to drive up to Dallas and drive over to Dallas and see if I can get her to cut my hair.
Hey, Sheriff Mac, call me when you come in, and I'll go up there with you. I can use a trim.
Hey, man, Ted Nugent and the good sheriff rolling in to see Shelly would be phenomenal. You guys got to get a little video of that and put that thing on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. I've seen you go live on Facebook now, Ted.
You know, I do it all the time, and I used, you know, here's another example, guys. We just sent out a notice to all the members of huntthevote.org, and I'm going to keep repeating that because I'm telling you guys, there is an army of unregistered Americans who believe in all the good stuff, who live all the good stuff. They're not registered, they don't vote, and they bend over and let the communists and the liberals and the Democrats, which are all the same, take over. So huntthevote.org was denied an email to our team. And then I used to have in 2016, I had...
Hold on. When you say denied an email to our team, you mean they blocked your sending out to the whole group?
Yes.
Wow.
In 2016, when I campaigned for then-candidate Trump, I had between 20 million and 36 million Facebook reach. Right after the election, it went down to 3.5 million, and they keep chipping away at it because I deliver truth, logic, and common sense, and the high-tech stoners hate it.
Wow. This is getting serious. They're about to completely use high-tech to destroy our ability to get the word out at all, aren't they?
Well, there's no First Amendment these days, quite honestly. You guys have talked about that. But again, everybody listening, I don't want you to just nod your heads. And I'm not looking for a grimace. I'm looking for activism. And I'm so proud that you have the great Congressman Steve Stockman's wife, Patty, doing announcements on your show, Sam. What the jackbooted thugs have done to Congressman Steve Stockman and my law enforcement hero brother, Rich Wyatt in Colorado, they're both in cages, and they're guilty of nothing.
Ted, how do we take this to the next level and do something about this? You've got everybody being released from prison, including murderers and rapists and pillagers and plunderers, and because of the coronavirus, they say we can't keep them in prison for their safety, but we leave Steve there, and we leave Mr. Wyatt there? I don't understand it, sir.
It's really a heartbreaker. It's a tragedy, and I've shared campfires with heroes from Normandy Beach and Omaha Beach. I shared a campfire with a survivor of the Bataan Death March. And the emotion and the pain that you feel as they struggle to articulate the horrors that they lived through. And then our government abuses the freedoms, denies the freedoms that these heroes of the United States military gave the ultimate sacrifice to safeguard. If that doesn't just break an American's heart and drive us to become registered, to vote God, family, country, and raise hell with our elected employees. Everybody listening should call their state rep, their congressman, and their senators and say, release Congressman Steve Stockman and Rich Wyatt now.
Amen to that. Ted, stay right there. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
The president spending his weekend at Camp David. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has passed a $3 trillion Heroes Act to help deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus.
A $3 trillion liberal wish list is not a serious proposal.
This isn't a wish list. If it's a wish list, it's for the working class people.
Senate Republicans and the White House say the bill is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
A senior State Department official confirms President Trump has fired the State Department internal watchdog. Inspector General Steve Linick has been removed, and Ambassador Steve Accard, a career Foreign Service officer, will be replacing him. Linick did play a role during the impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine, requesting a meeting with congressional Democrats and handing over documents related to the State Department and to Ukraine. The administration is also reportedly considering resuming U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. Sources say the United States will likely reduce future funding to match the level of China's contribution. That's roughly about $40 million. That would be down significantly from the U.S.'s previous investment in the WHO, which was about $400 million annually. You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, live on your radio, the good Sheriff Richard Mack, Ted Nugent with us. Sheriff, we know you got to fly. Final comments?
Well, it's great sharing the microphone with my good friend, Uncle Ted. And Ted, I will get a hold of you when I'm in Austin, see if we can go make something happen with Shelley Luther and the Holy Cause of Liberty. I'm so glad to stand with you in this. I'm proud to be your friend. And Sam, thanks for having him today. I got to go. I got to get to another show. And God bless you for your God, family, and country mantra. And thanks for all you do for America, Ted. It's a pleasure to be able to call you a life member of the CSPLA.
Well, God bless you, Sheriff Mack. Give all those warriors a big thank you. I'm on the phone every day with law enforcement heroes who will adhere to their sacred oath to the Constitution and not enforce illegitimate laws by tyrants. So stay on course. Be safe. Be healthy. Be cocky. Be defiant. Be rock and roll. And be hopeful forever, Sheriff Mack.
All right. Thanks, Sheriff. So, Ted, these criminals, literally, they want to flat out manipulate or shut down the election. They want to use the coronavirus to literally shut down President Trump. We, the people, have got to be savvy enough to not let that happen, sir.
Well, you know, Sam, we've talked about it so many times. I do media literally every day. I do podcasts and talk radio and get on rock and roll stations. And, you know, I celebrate all the good. You got to keep it buoyant and upbeat and positive. But there's so much bad and ugly that it would be irresponsible not to spotlight the cockroaches and the criminal abuse of power that is just running amok across this country. But we could identify the scourge of liberalism, the sheer communist agenda of the Democrats, but I'm gonna spotlight the worst cockroach in the history of America. And I've done it so many times, and it sometimes pisses people off, but ask me if I care, because what I'm about to say is irrefutable. The liberals and the treasonous Democrats don't win. The conservatives lose, because there's so many conservatives who work so hard. They believe in God, family, country. They're law-abiding. They have an incredible work ethic. They provide for and take care and safeguard their families and neighborhoods and their communities. But they're not registered, and they don't vote, Sam. If you're on the wall of the Alamo and you're not shooting Santa Ana's men, you're a liability. You need to fight the enemy, and the only way to do that in America is to be a voting force to reckon with. And that's why I constantly push huntthevote.org. We are going to galvanize an heretofore untapped army of conservative voters. We got the statistics, Sam. The hunting families alone can win any election if they would vote. And I know that sounds oversimplistic, but we have the stats.
But it's the truth, and I highlight this all the time, that people tell me they're ready for a revolution because we can't get anything done. They say that we've tried everything. And I say, I don't believe that. We haven't put our money where our mouth is as a people. We haven't voted enough as a people. We haven't literally said to our governors, we are not going to tolerate your shutdown and come out in peaceful mass demonstrations. We haven't done near what we could peacefully do, Ted. Not even close.
I've watched it forever. You know, when you stop and think, and we could talk about the gory details of the tyrants, the Newsoms, the Cuomos, the Inslees, the Whitmers of this country, but let's get right down to it. The frustration, and I think the source of apathy, the disconnect, the irresponsibility, I believe it's a crime, Sam, to not participate in this blood and guts provided experiment in self-government. I have saluted thousands of flag-draped coffins. I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan. I've welcomed home C-130s as they rolled off a parade of flag-draped coffins. These guys went into battle for their oath to the Constitution. And when these various heroes of the military over the years, and I hope people can take this properly, but on many occasions they've taken their Purple Hearts, Sam, they've clenched them in their fists, they've approached me, and they forced it into my hand and go, I want you to take my Purple Heart, Ted. And they've done it over the last 40-year span, from Vietnam vets to the Gulf War to Operation Freedom, and in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they put these Purple Hearts in my hand, and I don't want to take them. I didn't earn them, Sam. But when a Marine gives you his Purple Heart with tears in his eyes and says, I want you to have this because I watch you fight every day for the freedoms my buddies died for, let that sink in. What more can an American do than to vote for God, family, country, Constitution, that there are all those dead heroes of the military that charged into battle so that we could? How dare an American not exercise that responsibility to participate in this experiment self-government to make sure that our elected employees adhere to their oath to the U.S. Constitution? So, if anybody's squirming listening right now, all you have to do is make sure your friends, your coworkers, your family, your hunting buddies, guys at the range, at the barbecue, talk about registering to vote and vote God, family, country, Constitution. HuntTheVote.org. Sam, that makes the difference. The president told me that.
Yes, it does. By the way, speaking of the president, he wants to start doing tours again and doing rallies where he literally fills stadiums. The media is just beside themselves about this. They fake news and lie and pretend nobody's there. But I've had people be at these rallies, and I've been at President Trump's I went to the Republican National Convention and broadcasted live for the president. I went to the presidential inauguration. They lied, said nobody was there. I'm telling you firsthand, it was a packed Washington, D.C. I'll tell you that right now. And so they lie. But what I'm getting at is President Trump literally fills 25,000 people in a place without a blink of an eye. And there's people outside begging to get in. He wants to go back to doing those rallies. I think we need to put those together. Is he going to be working with you to do some of that?
You know, we're going to do a bunch of events with the huntthevote.org team all across this country. But remember, we just barely won in 2016, but we won in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, where we focused on that hunting-licensed family voting block that heretofore has not even been there. So, yes, I am cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock, Doc, and be at anything President Trump wants. This guy, I've done rallies with President Trump in Michigan. This guy is a superhuman. If this isn't divine intervention, I don't know what it is. This guy has more energy than me when I was 20. He's really a superhuman, dedicated to keeping America great, God, family, country. That's what this guy is. That's why the left hates him, because they hate God, they hate family, they hate country, they hate the Constitution, they hate freedom, they hate hunters, they hate gun owners, they hate liberty. So we got to keep God, family, and country in the limelight.
Now, they want to track, test, and isolate as many of us as they possibly can.
They're doing it. Yep, they're already doing it. Well, again, people listening, you've got to raise hell. Our founding father, you know, here it is in a nutshell, Sam. This is why I need to get good sleep at night, because I do this every day. The founding fathers wanted every American to be just like me. They wanted us to be hellraisers. They wanted us to be suspicious. They want us to demand constitutional accountability from our elected employees. That's why people think I'm a radical. You know those guys that went to Concord Bridge to shoot the king's punks when they came to take our guns? They were radical, weren't they? That was perfect. The Constitution is radical. An experiment in self-government is the most radical thing in the history of the world. If you're not radical, bah.
Not only the most radical, but the greatest blessing the world's ever known, sir. This country's the greatest country on the planet, and it's indisputable.
I tour all over Europe and all around the world, and I got to tell you, there's great people everywhere. But you go to my Facebook, and by the way, everybody listening, go to my Facebook. You could be spoiled real quick because truth, logic, common sense, goodwill, decency, positive spirit, really funny people, really smart people. But not just from every 50 states and all the Canadian provinces, Sam. I got people from Belgium and Austria and Scandinavia and Norway and Sweden and Switzerland and Ireland and Scotland. And I got people on my Facebook from all around the world because they crave, they dream of the freedom that is unique to the United States of America. So that pulse, that heartbeat, that instinct is alive and well everywhere, but it's only allowed in America.
And in that great nation, America, because of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, because of the Bill of Rights, because of the Declaration of Independence, we have the seeds, even for the freedoms that we've lost, to restore it. Other nations, in some ways, might have a flash of freedom here or there that people can point to, but they don't have the internal seeds or the ability, through the proper rule of government, to restore the Republic. We do, and it's through your vote, ladies and gentlemen. Ted, I know you're busy and you got to fly. We're grateful for you, sir. Godspeed. We'll welcome you back anytime.
Thank you, Sam. Keep raising hell. If you're not raising hell, you're in the liability column. You, my friend, are in the asset column.
Thank you, sir. Godspeed. There he goes, Uncle Ted, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you can say he's radical and you can go, man, the guy's aggressive. That's what it takes to restore the Republic. I'll tell you that right now.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. People say I talk fast and I'm pretty energy, enabled? Energy enabled, might you call it. I got a little more energy than most, but you know what, man? Uncle Ted's got energy like you wouldn't believe. Donald Trump's like that, too. I'm only in my 50s, folks. I don't see how these guys in their 70s, man, I don't see how they have so much energy. They just tear it up. And you know what? What a blessing they are to the Republic, okay? I'm not telling you Trump's perfect. I agree with Uncle Ted. He's far, you know, President Trump's far from perfect. But I got to give it, as Ted and Kurt, my co-host, say it, President Trump has done more for America than any president in our lifetime. It's not even close. It's not even debatable. So does Trump have a lot to get done? Oh, so much it's unimaginable that you can even deal with it. You know, how he even survives. As Richard Mack said, man, it would have done me in long ago. Trump just takes it and takes it and takes it, but then he continues to just progress. And you could say, well, we've lost a lot of liberty under Trump. We have. But is that Trump's fault? Or is that because the American people aren't standing up, as Ted wisely points out? You got so many people that don't vote. So many people that don't fund these radio programs that we're doing. So many people that aren't involved, and we've got to get them involved. America's outdoor lifestyle, but America's lifestyle as a whole is literally under attack. HuntTheVote.org is where Ted is pointing everybody. But I just want you to understand that this is serious, serious business. And you better decide to get involved in the Republic and the restoration thereof. And you better start now or you're going to lose it, folks. As we as a nation have become less and less and less religious, focusing on God, we've lost more and more and more liberty. And the only answer to bring it back is turn to God, family, and country. Ted's right about that reality, folks. Absolutely spot on right. And so is the President of the United States. Donald J. Trump. He's right about those things. All right, are manufacturing jobs coming back to America? The answer is yes. And you want to learn more about the Made in America 2020 that I referenced? Madeinamerica.com. You can check it out. I'm going to follow up and call up these people and learn more about it and find out what's going on in Detroit, Michigan in October 1 through 4, October 1st through the 4th. It's going to be tremendously interesting. I pray they can continue. I just fear in a state like that where the governor's such a thug, such a tyrannical, just abusive. I mean, she's a witch. She's crazy. And you could say, Sam, you're just getting too belligerent in your wording. No, I'm not. This lady literally is saying, hey, I have the authority just to shut everybody down. I don't care about your business. I don't care about your family. I don't care about your life. That's what these people are doing. They can say we're irresponsible, but they're the height of irresponsibility. All right. Interesting headline that I saw. I don't know if you know this happened, but I want to make sure you're aware of it. Congressional memo, 231 years in, a need to redefine the word present. Nicholas Fantos with the article, and it talks about how Congress has fundamentally changed. You know, when you're a kid and they say, we're going to take roll, and then people are like, here, present. Well, what does present mean? Well, in the past, it's got to be, you got to be individually there physically to cast your vote in Congress. Now, the Senate's meeting 100 people, but the House says, no, we're not going to meet. It's too dangerous. We got a social distance. Nevertheless, the House's vote on Friday to allow lawmakers to work from afar will fundamentally change how Congress operates. There's no doubt about that. When the House of Representatives acted on Friday, they say, to allow, quote, remote voting, and, quote, virtual hearings. The coronavirus pandemic officially succeeded in doing, and then they go on and kind of historically put it in context, in what Philadelphia's yellow fever outbreak of 1793 was, the Spanish influenza of 1918, the September 11th, 2001 attacks, etc., was not able to do, the coronavirus got done. Untethering Congress from its mandate. That's interesting, right? Untethering Congress from its mandate to come together physically. Those earlier crises prompted novel contingency plans and prolonged recesses. But for 231 years, since the founding members of the body called Congress first made out their rules, I guess it was back in 1789 when they got this done, to cast a vote or to participate in what they called hearings, lawmakers were required to be, quote, present. In other words, available, literally live in person there, notwithstanding the state of the nation. Okay, people had to come together. People, no member shall vote on any questions. And those are the rules adopted by Congress. But they say now coronavirus has made congregating in Washington a national health risk. Okay, so this is serious. With Friday's, quote, party line vote, 217 to 189 was the tally. As long as the public health persists, I guess, well, here's what the deal is. You can vote, but you got to have it binding, and they got all kinds of rules how it's done by a proxy on your behalf on the House floor. And other legislative bodies around the world have been doing this as well. They say the shift to remote voting is unlikely to prompt a, quote, real constitutional challenge. Even if some third party were trying to sue to stop the plan, it still wouldn't probably make a difference. Now, I don't have a problem with them meeting remotely. Remember, the reason that this is not unconstitutional is because Congress, the House and Senate specifically, have broad authority to make up their own rules, folks. They really do. And I don't have a problem if they change their rules and say that you can remotely vote by proxy. All right? But we need to be very careful with this because we are on a slippery slope. You say, what do you mean, Sam? Well, we're on a slippery slope because if you start voting by mail, if you start voting remotely, you need to be very, very careful because if you're not really watching the, in other words, the term they use is custody of, okay? If you're not really jealously guarding the custody of the vote, then you can be defrauded. And vote fraud is a real thing. I know the Democrats tell you that it's not real, but even Barack Obama in commercials that I run, he says, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be honest with you, and he tells you there's vote fraud everywhere, okay? So it's beyond documented that there's vote fraud all over the place. We need to jealously guard the custody of votes, all right? They say the shift to remote voting is unlikely to cause a real constitutional challenge. I agree with that, okay, because they do. They have broad ability to make decisions and make up their own rules. So I don't have a problem with that. Now, the Senate's even more reluctant, they say, to go ahead and create remote voting. But they say, we have to do something. We're not going to be able to function if we can't meet in person because of this crisis. They say, we just passed trillions of dollars to deal with this crisis. We need oversight, so Congress has got to meet. Well, they say Congress has studied for years to make this change. I think that it's a good thing that they can vote remotely, and I'm going to tell you why. As long as we make sure we literally, absolutely vote watch this thing till the cows come home. Okay, you've got to really be vigilant in watching the custody of the vote. And what I mean by that is you've got to make sure that when a vote happens by proxy, that somebody watches and it's really the will of the congressman or senator involved, that is really represented properly, that there's not a glitch. We need to really get third-party vote watchers that keep an eye on this big time and ensure the custody. Okay? But if we do, I don't have a problem with this remote voting. And the reason that I don't is because, again, Congress can change their rules. They have the right to do that if they want. What we need to do is ensure the votes are accurate. But I bring this up because if the congressional representatives don't have to fly back and forth, back and forth, back and forth to Washington, then it means instead of the lobbyists in Washington having their ear all day long, and instead of them literally, jettisoning their districts to go to Washington, they're in their district. They're at home, which means then you and I can start to do our own lobbying of sorts. You and I can start to say, hey, Congressman, look, this shutdown is absolutely out of control. I don't want you spending billions and billions and billions of dollars to redistribute the wealth. I don't want you to bail out failed states. I don't want you to bail out failed business. I don't want you to bail out everybody and their dog. I want you to stop the spending. I want to pull a Davy Crockett and tell you that it is not your right. It is not yours to give. You want to spend your own money, Congressman, on this and that cause, by all means, have a great time with your own bank account. But when it comes to the bank account of the people, it's not yours to give. You don't have any authority to redistribute the wealth or bail out everybody and their dog. You don't have authority, sir. And we can slowly but surely start to educate our congressmen and eventually, hopefully, our senators. And the more they stay in our states, the more they stay in their, quote, precincts or their jurisdictional boundaries, their whatever, the better. The more they stay in their districts, the better, because the more we can talk to them. And the more we can sit down and say, listen, you represent us, not some lobbying group. And we expect you to carry out the promises you made on the campaign trail. And we expect you to be true, to have complete fidelity to the promises you made to us. That's your boss, us. We the people that put you in position. We the people that elected you. And this is serious. Huntthevote.org is what Ted Nugent's promoting. And I agree with the point. We have got to vote. And I know libertarians and others say votes don't even matter. Who cares? Or anarchists say it doesn't matter. I disagree. We are the greatest country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. We really do. And this congressional memo, 231 years in, that we're going to redefine what president means, and the House's vote on Friday to allow lawmakers to, quote, work from afar, will fundamentally change how Congress operates. There's no doubt about it. And the only question left for you is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? And the answer is it depends on how well we the people defend the custody of the vote, right? And it also depends on how you and I act. Are we complacent? Are we missing in action? When the game starts, do we fail to get on the court? If so, it's going to be disaster. It's just going to take you to the next level of disconnect, the next level of abuse, the next level of, quote, disenfranchisement, if that's a word. Okay, but if we get involved and we're anxiously engaged in a good cause and we really take this to the wall and say, now we're going to really engage. We're going to expect our congressmen and our senators to listen to us. And we really, really, really put our money where our mouth is, put our time where our mouth is, and really engage as the founders intended. Remember, they said you have a republic if you can keep it. What they're saying is, look, you've got to jealously guard your liberties. And you've got to absolutely babysit those who you elect to represent you, that they're doing the job you want done. And if they're not, vote them out. And if they are, commend them and support them. If we do that, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we can drain the swamp. I agree, it's a long shot. But if Americans turn to their God, turn to their family, and decide that their country matters, nothing can stop the greatest economic / voting engine in the world. Nothing can stop it. You've got your marching orders from Uncle Ted, from Sam Bushman, from the good Sheriff Richard Mack. Look, we're not in charge. We're not telling you anything. We're just trying to lead by example. We're trying to educate and inform, and we're trying to restore the greatest country on the face of the earth. And boy, it's a lot of work. But you know what? I'll never give up because I have children and grandchildren to think about, and I hope you do too. For Sam Bushman, Ted Nugent, and the good Sheriff Richard Mack, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.